This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
April 20th, 2018, on this Friday Global Edition, last Friday the 13th, 7 days ago, we saw the strike on Syria and all that came from that. And now, a week later, stories up on InfoWars.com. It's on CNBC.com. You can find it right there at DrudgeReport.com. Democratic Party files lawsuit alleging Russia, the Trump campaign, and WikiLeaks conspired to disrupt the 2016 election because the entire Russiagate has completely collapsed, completely. They've moved on to Stormy Daniels and the raid on Michael Cohen, Trump's lawyer. And so now they've got to start another investigation that witch hunts out a couple more years. And a lawsuit can do that, harassing people with all the different things that go with the lawsuit, the depositions, you name it. The multi-million-dollar lawsuit filed in Manhattan federal court says that in the Trump campaign, Russia found a willing and active partner in its effort to mount a brazen attack on American democracy. This just got filed in the last 30 minutes. Roger Stone's coming on with us in just a little while in this hour to break it down. Now, we also have endless examples of the Clintons actually in bed with foreign governments, including the Russians. It is mind-boggling. But this is the harassment that the deep state, holding on to power by its fingernails, is trying to use to intimidate everybody to roll over. We saw last year the lawsuit filed against Roger Stone and President Trump by Obama's legal team that he created a new law office out of, and they admitted to, quote, shut down the Trump movement. They were very, very honest about it. So Trump's far from perfect, but he's fighting to restore sovereignty to this country and doing a really good job, and that's why the globalists are in full panic mode. They are the criminal cabal. And the Clinton Crime Network, the Clinton Crime Syndicate, as Owen Schroyer said yesterday, is going into high gear. We are now going to see their full assault. This is it. It's not going to be free. It's not going to be easy to stand against this Gorgon, this Hydra, this psychotic demon with her long list of crimes and blood and war and torture and betrayal and just everything else that she leaves behind her in her ruinous, twisted wake. But I'm very honored to stand against this onslaught with you, the Info Warriors. You are the most hated group on the planet by the tyrants, and we've really changed history together. Soros is in retreat all over the world. The headquarters of his foundation is now pulling out of Hungary and pulling out of other areas in Eastern Europe and moving to Vienna, Austria. So Soros is in retreat. All of the world, people are waking up to his criminal activities and all the weird talking heads they've got saying he isn't a Nazi or never helped the Nazis when he admitted himself on 60 Minutes. It's just insane. See the level of fake news they'll go to. By the way, speaking of that, I could spend an hour on this because it's not about gonzo journalism. It's about covering what's happening and the attack on the First Amendment. But I don't know if I'll have time today because there's so many important guests and so many other big developments taking place. But Megyn Kelly didn't give me a chance to go on her program. We sent her our comments. We sent her a video response. She didn't invite me on her show. Neither did any other programs. They would invite us. As soon as we hit them back up, they wouldn't respond back. And she has recycled, and I'm saying nobody died at Sandy Hook. She's recycled all the Pizzagate stuff that we have clarified and been very clear on, and then says we won't stop talking about it. We won't stop hurting these people. It's Megyn Kelly that called me over a year ago and said, I promise this isn't about Sandy Hook or Pizzagate. And I said, I am not getting into those subjects. The media keeps misrepresenting what I'm doing. She said, oh, no, this is about your custody battle. Well, you heard me record it. I secretly recorded it. And then she gets there, and it's all about that. And then she says, I'm bringing it up, hurting people, and then misrepresents again and says that I say nobody died at Sandy Hook, and that stuff's going on at Comet Ping Pong when there isn't anything going on there. She is the one defaming everybody and hurting these innocent people.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
As all of our hardcore listeners know from their own research, this country is in the middle of a civil war against globalist forces that are openly trying to stop the populist Americana new renaissance that we are attempting to bring back into play. Free market, true open societies versus globalism and corporate crony capitalist tyranny. We have an overload of news and information, obviously, today. We have Democratic Party throws a new giant temper tantrum because their Russia investigation has come up 100% high and dry. They've now thrown a new giant temper tantrum to restart another fake investigation, this time a civil one, so they can continue to say there's an investigation. Oh, we're deposing this person, we're deposing that person. And the lawsuit is gigantic, making all sorts of claims of the criminal activities that went on with Trump, WikiLeaks, and the Russians with zero, not one scintilla of evidence. Amazing. The Russians did not hack the DNC. It was leaked out of the DNC. We know from the files released that have digital coding on them that they were downloaded at six times the speed of the fastest internet connection 2 years ago. You understand, folks? Six times the fastest connection. It's still four times the fastest connection today. It was downloaded at point-blank range, just like Snowden did in Hawaii inside the big NSA center. It was downloaded at point-blank range. And now that's back in the news again today. Unbelievable disinformation. But notice, what did Trump say during the campaign? He said, I don't know if the Russians or who else. Might be some fat guy in his mother's basement. For all I know, you can ping off anywhere in the world. There's no evidence it's Russia. But he said, but if it is the Russians, release it. It's about what's in the WikiLeaks. Not about changing the subject, as they always do, into who released it. What about all the crimes? And I heard Owen Schroyer doing a great job yesterday during the broadcast when I took time off to be with some family. Say that today on the War Room, he's going to spend an hour, maybe spend the whole 3 hours, getting into the WikiLeaks and the top 100 WikiLeaks, and then you calling in and mentioning what WikiLeaks you think are most important. Just like they hammer all this fake Russiagate stuff constantly, we should be hammering the bona fides, the bones, the guts, the reality of what is in those things and all the other leaks that they don't even deny are real. Sensational crimes. Sensational pay-to-play from the Russians and the communist Chinese and all these big foundations. Billions of dollars going to Hillary. Hundreds of millions from the Russians. Yeah, they could give money to the Secretary of State to then give them a third of our uranium. They did it. Absolutely. Do the Russians want to get our secrets and get our industry? Absolutely. That's what we do to them. The point is that The traitor's Hillary. So, you got the Democratic Party files monster temper tantrum because, as I said last week and this week, the wheels came off 6 months ago with the fake Russian investigation. But now it's really come up dry. It's moved on to the Arab Emirates and it's moved on to all these other places. So we're going to be getting into some of that as well. But this really shows how desperate they are. You know, Matt's a great producer in there, and he's really hopping mad over this Megyn Kelly thing and other stuff. And he's just like, you got to cover this today, Alex. You got to. It's one of the top stories in the country. Every channel is lying about you, local radio, TV, everything. You've got to cover it because it's bigger than you, Alex. And, you know, he's right. He said this is a chilling effect. This is so bad. He's like shaking with anger. I've never seen Matt angry like this. There's like 20 minutes of news clips attacking me. I can't get to it. It's just all lies, folks. But I'm going to try to go to some of it. But here's the bottom line. The media brings up Pizzagate and then misrepresents what I've said to beat me over the head and drag me through the mud. And then say that I need to be banned off the air. They bring up Sandy Hook. And say that I say nobody died when I never said that. I played devil's advocate. They took it out of context. Megyn Kelly plays clips that are about Hillary being responsible for thousands of dead children in the Middle East. She edits that and then plays it when she was at Fox News saying that I was saying Hillary was killing kids in a basement. So the defamation is that they continue to bring up these cases, never letting me drop it. I don't think anything was going on at that pizza place. We investigated it. We walked it back. We've clarified. I'm done talking about it. In fact, just take it off the screen. Because it overshadows all the real stuff going on that I've got stacks of in mainstream news here. And then you've got Sandy Hook, where we talk about the police stand down. We talk about the men in the woods with guns that were on the news, on helicopter shots. We said there's anomalies here. And then some of the people thinking it was a total hoax began to think I was covering it up. And I went, wait a minute, I'm not covering anything up. And I'm done with this tar baby about a year into it. That's 4 years ago. And I constantly say mass shootings really happen, but governments stand down at Sandy Hook. They stand down in Florida. They try to take me off the air, try to take me off YouTube, saying I said nobody died in Florida. You know I didn't do that, and they're liars. So then they get three of the parents of the poor little children that died when another Prozac head with a gun went and killed them and got the gun illegally. And the media exacerbates it. They bring it up and they say Alex Jones is attacking these families when it's the media dragging this out every week of every month for the last 5 years saying this. The media never covered me in Sandy Hook at first. But they saw when I said I think people died there because Paul Watson totally convinced me. I was just asking questions and Paul got mad at me about this. And I've been on record for 4 years about that. I respect Paul. And so a lot of my listeners got mad at me saying, oh, you're covering it up. So they saw that as weakness in the media because I'm a real journalist and they know full well. So I don't get equal time on Anderson Cooper or on Megyn Kelly or any of these programs. And they get these people up there with Anderson Cooper and they say that I'm bringing this out and I'm victimizing them. Megyn Kelly called me in April of last year, early April. She said, I want to come to town. Well, you heard it. I secretly recorded it. And I said, listen, I'm not getting into Sandy Hook or Pizzagate. She goes, I'm not going to get into that. No. It's all about you and your custody battle and how interesting you are. You're such a man. And I want to go out to dinner with you. And, man, you're really, you know, all this other stuff. Because I didn't record the first part where she was saying how good looking I was and stuff in the car. I was driving to work one Saturday. I said, let me call you back in 5 minutes. Because it was like, oh, you're just so manly. You're so, and I was like, you heard some of it. Once I got here, I recorded, what was going on. Because I didn't even have a recording app on my phone. I have like the voice memo thing, but it doesn't record phone calls. So I had to get another company phone and then record it. And I knew it was a total setup that I'm like, oh, really? Tell me about how sexy I am again, sweetheart. So you can read it. Alex Jones, Megyn Kelly, full interview leaked. You can go read that, listen to it, see it. So I'm saying, I will not talk about Sandy Hook. Do you understand, honey? Oh, yes. Then she has the bold cojones to go on her TV show yesterday morning with some of the parents and say, isn't it horrible he keeps bringing it up? Isn't it horrible he's sending crazy people to attack you? I'm not covering it. I'm not bringing it up. I'm telling Megyn Kelly I don't want to talk about it. She's here a year ago in the 8 hours she interviews me to edit it together, and I keep saying, I think Sandy Hook happened. Well, why'd you say this? Why'd you say that? I said, well, I questioned some of it, what was going on early on, because of anomalies and a stand down. Edits that together to reissue it and put it out. The woman is the consummate snake. She is a, in my view, a corrupt, evil, lying lawyer masquerading as a journalist who is a monster affront to the truth, who wants to create a chilling effect to shut down alternative information and news because her ratings are in the toilet along with the rest of MSM. Stop victimizing the people of Sandy Hook and the people of Pizzagate. Stop it!
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, Donald Trump's been in office less than a year and a half, and like Lazarus, America has crawled out of its tomb economically, culturally, spiritually in many respects. We've really turned the corner. Lazarus has a heartbeat. He looks like hell, smells bad, but he's on the mend. And the banshees, the vampires, are going into conniption fits of intimidation, of bullying, of just going wild. And a lot of Americans are saying, I'm going to keep my head down and see who wins this. You're not Americans if you do that. America is America because we had guts. We stood up. The whole world, every major historian said, we were smart, hardworking, and meaner than hell, stubborn like a mule, didn't back down. That's what built it. It's why, on average, we've got all this wealth. It's because we're not easy to push around. Well, I see myself as a throwback then. But America was the vanguard, the cutting edge. We're not going back to American values. We are getting back to the future, back to the real agenda that was making us so successful. Coming up, Roger Stone is listed in the giant lawsuit from the Democratic Party. Now, they already had Obama's law firm group that he founded 1 month before he left office to, quote, stop the Trump agenda. Remember that headline. In fact, type that in. It's from CNN. Obama founds legal group to stop Trump agenda. Didn't say Russia, to stop Trump. They developed the little breadcrumbs to put out the new fake suit, and the Democratic Party, with all its money, gets behind it to crush these individuals. You talk about Federal Elections Commission issue. They shouldn't be able to do that. Should the Republicans be able to fund all these people so they can defend themselves? Oh, no. The Democrats will say, no, no, no. We can use our money to sue you, the deep state, but you can't use any government money to stop us. Roger Stone's the next segment. But let's get back briefly to Megyn Kelly, and I may just play a few minutes of this, though. It really is hard to watch. CNN, NBC, all of them are in the tank. They admit that. And they're doing everything they can to try to shut down liberals, conservatives, you name it. In fact, there's a big hubbub on the internet today that all of these mainline Democrats who are very, very popular but have their own shows, like Jimmy Dore and others, CNN is now pushing to have them blocked, their monetization taken, and to have that removed. Now, CNN admits a month ago they've been lobbying to have us removed and then lying about what we've said to try to set the case for that. So they defame us, and they try to silence us so they can tell lies about us and no one can respond. Just like I got hundreds and hundreds of media requests saying, what is your statement, what is your response on Monday? And I sent the media a video response, and still, for days after days, they say, oh, Jones didn't respond. Jones didn't respond. Jones didn't respond. Megyn Kelly at least said, oh, he did respond on his YouTube. Lady, I'd have got on an airplane and come up there and got in studio with you and the father of one of the victims. I'd have said, sir, I've been saying for years that I'm sure people died there. And I never said for sure nobody died. I said that I played devil's advocate and said I could see why some people don't believe the government because it's a lot about babies and incubators. But it's been edited and then it's brought back up like I'm bringing it back up. I'd say, Megan, you told me before you came here we weren't going to get into Sandy Hook, but then you got into it, and then you say I'm a horrible person, bring it back up. You're the horrible person. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not going to be a statute. in the law. They want the Alex Jones statute to preemptively ban people and preemptively ban questioning public events. They don't want you to question their narratives when they put out their narratives of chemical gas attacks, and three times it turns out to be the rebels. We're not sure this time. It's still up in the air. But they have the motive. And Senator Paul and all these other generals say that Assad doesn't have the motive, and the rebels have been caught staging stuff before, and they've been putting out fake videos of gas attacks and admitting it's fake. I mean, this is getting crazy. And what does it say in internal Google documents from a year ago? We want Jones shut down because he changed the narrative on Syria chemical attacks being staged. They don't want me here so you don't have a voice so we can talk about this. There's another article on Infowars.com. CNN associates Infowars with pedo channel in bid to shut down its competition. And hundreds of liberal channels that are popular but that are independent and anti-war, they're being shut down. They're being blocked. And the left is so upset that people like Jimmy Dore has left the Young Turks, and he's more popular than them now, and that they want him off the air. That's what this is all about. And I've invited Jimmy Dore on the show. It doesn't matter if we disagree on 80% of stuff. We agree, and he points it out, that they're shutting down conservatives and liberals that are non-interventionist. CNN, and compares this to Nazis and pedophiles in the same newscast. I've got a lawsuit. I've got a real defamation suit. Because this stuff is causing damage with advertisers openly saying they're saying this so we lose advertisers. Do you understand what we're saying here? They say malice aforethought didn't do harm. They compare us to pedophile sites, white supremacist sites, who, by the way, have a right to operate. I don't agree with them. They have a right. The pedophile sites don't. And then say we should be taken down. That's all in a CNN report last night. This group that force feeds itself to you at hotels and bars and restaurants and train stations and bus stations and airports that you just can't get away from. It's like syphilis or gonorrhea or herpes. It won't go away. And it's just always there like a cold sore coming up. CNN is raping this country, raping the First Amendment. And it's all part of this big deep state constellation attack that's going on. Let's play some of this. This is Megyn Kelly. Father of slain Sandy Hook first grader, Alex Jones, must come clean on his lies. So they accused me of being a liar and calling them liars in the suit. It was filed here in Travis County on Monday. They say also that I must do a retraction, and I refused. They sent the letter last Wednesday. It had a month for me to do an apology or retraction, but I can't apologize or retract something I didn't do. Then they instantly file it, say that I'm not apologizing, say that I'm saying nobody died, and then saying, why won't he go away? Why won't he stop saying it? Stop bullying us, Alex. Well, my audience knows what really happened. This is worldwide news from Australia to Taiwan to England. Sandy Hook father calls out Alex Jones on Megyn Kelly. It's amazing. Megyn Kelly, like a vampire, has been on this story and bringing it up and misrepresenting what I've said to hurt me. And she brings the pain up to the families again. And I'm sure they're smart people, these families. You know, they don't want this pain to their family and the memory brought up. I'm not bringing it up, except when they're in the news and the media is there saying I've said things I didn't say. So I'm going to ask the families to actually look at what I've said and to come on this show. But you notice I'm not invited on any of these shows. It's all got to be one-sided so that Megyn Kelly can lie to everybody. Roger Stone's coming up. I'm going to probably put on the end of this some of the clips, but it's just insane. I probably should just shoot a whole special report on this Megyn Kelly thing, because they're the ones bringing it up. They're the ones misrepresenting and then saying I am. It's total and complete fraud from the media. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm picking up a fake transmission as fast as I can. I think it's Alex Jones on screen.
But here's the good news, chumps. You think you're going to assassinate Trump, shut down the media, and bully a bunch of us into going along with you?
I'd like to reserve time.
Come on for me. I'm willing to have a fight. wanting one at this point. And only the dumbest morons buying your SJW globalist George Soros droppings.
Stabilize.
So to George
Emergency
Soros,
Reserve.
Hillary Clinton, and the New World Order, and Michael Moore, go back to Hades, where you came from. We're awake, and you're not putting us back in the coma. You got that, Jack? You're done. It's over. Worldwide.
Get him back. Get him back.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Clear. Or what do you get?
Well, exclusively, we've got Roger Stone joining us to give us a first look at this new Democrat temper tantrum that has been thrown. They have now filed, because the whole Russiagate investigation by the special counsel, Robert Mueller, has come up completely dry, except for exposing their own corruption, their own special unit inside the Justice Department and FBI, with McCabe, Comey, and others, to try to frame the president for Russiagate, to try to stop the duly elected president from taking the reins of power, to try to block the electoral process of voting in this nation. They have filed a new mammoth lawsuit alleging the sky, the house, the kitchen sink, and everything in it. And Roger Stone is named, and we have the blueprint. We predicted this a year ago. Politico, Obama lawyers form worst-case scenario group to tackle Trump. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. And they just said to stop Trump, period. And that's the group that sued Roger Stone, the president, a year ago to harass them and to cause them hundreds of thousands of dollars, something Roger doesn't have, and to dig into their lives. And now they've got the Democrat Party launching it with Democrat Party money. So they sell the public that illegals aren't voting, as the Democrats hand out in 14 states driver's license and then allow illegals to vote. They say Trump's a conspiracy theorist for thinking there's election fraud, but they're saying the Russians stole the election with no proof, and they're going to use Democratic Party money to then persecute a whole list of private citizens. So can the Republican Party then not come in and fund the response to this? They better, because this is the Democratic Party openly waging war against individuals and against free speech. They've got CNN comparing all Democrats that are anti-war to pedophiles and Nazis, and then they put us in the same report. I don't have the money to sue CNN. CNN doesn't care if I fight them for 2 years and waste my time and win a judgment. They just want us out of the game, folks. CNN associates InfoWars with Pedo Channel and bid to shut down its competition. This is next level, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats, who are anti-war, if you scroll down to Jimmy Dore and others, I'll read the tweet here, points out that, so CNN is so scared of YouTube news channels that they're creating a fake crisis so that YouTube will now fully demonetize independent news. My show goes against the pro-Syrian war narrative being uniformly pushed by the establishment news. So they smear me hard. And they say, sites like Jimmy Dore, runs right beside Alex Jones, pedophiles, and North Korea, and white supremacists. I mean, if that isn't the most ridiculous, it's like saying, and their site ran next to CNN. Ooh, that's even worse, isn't it? And then CNN calls for us to be removed and demonetized. Or in the reverse order. So they are a clear and present danger to end the First Amendment, to sue everyone, to bully everything into oblivion, to have illegal raids on the president's lawyer. Then one day later, the judge leaks it to the four winds. All this private stuff that isn't even an issue. They are mad dogs. And so the question is, what does the president do to counter this? We're going to Roger Stone here in just a moment. But first, ladies and gentlemen, first, it is critical that everybody understand that we, the people, are awake, we're involved, we're focused, and we can win if you take action. And one big way is supporting our local affiliates, spreading the articles and the videos continually to not just your inner circle, but to others that aren't aware of what's going on. Printing off articles, leaving them at the dentist, leaving them at the barber, leaving them at the school, getting my films, watching them, and then donating them to the local library, or buying the books we sell and then donating them to the local library. Every person you reach is critical, because you reach the person with the truth once, the lies don't work anymore. once the blinders are off, once they've taken the red pill, and, of course, financial support. They're trying to drain us. They're trying to shut us down. It is a full frontal assault everywhere, with sad parents up there saying Alex Jones shouldn't bring up our cases anymore. We're not. Megyn Kelly brought it up. We responded when she lied about what we said about Sandy Hook. We said we think people died there, but when there's anomalies, people have a right to question. And so now we're being sued for saying, quote, we have a right to question. They actually played that on her program to say that nothing's sacrosanct. No, because you're people like you are out there, you vampire. You are the vampire. You are a vampiric, lying deceiver, and you got caught in front of the whole world, and your ratings are tanking further because you have no empathy, no soul, no nothing. Everyone sees through you, Megyn Kelly. Now, the big thing. We have the purest, cleanest, deep earth source from 7 to 12,000 feet iodine. The oil companies drill it. It's used in the production by pharmaceutical companies, you name it. We've been popularizing the return of iodine. They have upped the price on us. And I'm not even sure after the next two runs we're going to have it anymore. So it's still 25% off because they got us a rush shipment that's being manufactured. It'll be in a couple weeks. When that's gone, it could be up to a month after that, no more X2. But I'm going to keep it 25% off for just a week or so more, as long as I can. Take advantage of it. It's got 98% respondents recommended this to a friend. 6,000 plus five-star reviews at Power Reviews. Nobody's got that. Find out why X2 is so amazing. Why it's the good halogen versus the bad halogen like fluoride. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And Super Mill Vitality, we never do this, 50% off. Real Red Pill, selling great, but still 50% off. Alpha Power, 50% off when you get it with Super Mail. And there's free shipping on those with a combo. Okay. With the big breaking news exclusively first, Roger Stone of InfoWars, we don't go away from the controversy, we go towards it when it's telling the truth, has been listed in the latest lawsuit with a bunch of other people, including the Russian government and President Trump. Roger Stone, what is this really all about?
Well, Alex, there's nothing quite like waking up for a hearty breakfast, you know, the kind Winston Churchill used to enjoy, and then learning that you have been sued by the Democratic National Committee, the official apparatus of the Democratic Party, and your co-defendants are the Russian state, the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Russia, the GRU, someone allegedly calling themselves Guccifer 2.0, a bunch of Russian names I don't recognize, somebody named Joseph Mifsud, WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, Donald J. Trump for President, Inc., Donald J. Trump Jr., Paul J. Manafort Jr., Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, George Papadopoulos, Rick Gates, and menacingly John Doe's 1 through 10. Alex, this is a left-wing conspiracy theory. They can't prove this anymore in a court of law than they can in the court of public opinion.
Sure, no. I mean, their whole Russia investigation just fell apart, so they're just rebooting a new one to act like they've got something. We'll come right back with Roger Stone exclusively here. Sued along with the GRU, the Russian military, the Russian government, the president. I wonder if I'm one of the John Does, because I kind of feel left out here that I've not been added. I guess they just don't think they'll buy the guy from Texas as a Russian agent. But we're playing German music. Must mean we're on the German payroll. Stay with us.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff. In my job, keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36 inch waist to a 32 inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andro 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the Democratic Party itself has filed a massive, massive lawsuit against Roger Stone and against the president and against Russia, and Roger's going to pick it all apart and destroy it right now. But doesn't this really mean that the whole Mueller thing has fallen apart completely? They admit that. They've moved on to sexcapades and, you know, things with Trump's lawyer. So they're trying to reboot it here to have another fake lawsuit, which they then use as PR so that their willing accomplices in the media can parrot the deception, Roger.
I mean, the problem here is that Alex is the same. It has to be seen within the broader context of what's going on. InfoWars being sued in a series of malicious, baseless, meritless, but salacious suits designed to get negative headlines. My being sued by a Project Democracy. This lawsuit is essentially a knockoff. It's a one-off of a lawsuit that's already been filed. It is not a winnable case in a court of law because it's a left-wing conspiracy theory. It strings together a series of events but provides no evidence of collusion. There's no there. They have no proof of collusion by the Russian state. They cannot prove that the DNC was hacked. Ironically, the reason the DNC can't be penetrated on that question is the plaintiff's unwillingness to let the FBI or anyone else examine their servers. How curious. How flawed is this lawsuit? But it's meant to grind you down, as you know. They're trying to grind InfoWars down. They're trying to ground me in the Stone Cold Suit Crowd. It costs you thousands of dollars just to fight these and have them dismissed or defeat them. I was sued in Manhattan for defamation in a politically motivated suit. I won before an overwhelmingly Democratic jury. They didn't have a case. There is no case here. But, Alex, listen to this star lineup of defendants. I'm being sued with the Russian Federation. The General Staff of the Armed Forces is the Russian Federation, GRU. A GRU operative using the pseudonym Guccifer 2.0. Well, there's some supposition in your documents, buddy. Somebody named Joseph Mifsud, never heard of him. Julian Assange, the crusading journalist. WikiLeaks. Donald J. Trump for President, Inc. Donald J. Trump, Jr. Paul J. Manafort, Jr. Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law. George Papadopoulos, never met the guy. Rick Gates. And John Doe's 1 through 10, one of whom is most certainly Alex Jones.
Let me ask you this question. I know under campaign finance reform, political activity like this is barred against people from the other party or other operatives. Clearly, the Republican Party should come in and finance the counter to this. If there's a new precedent where the Democratic Party, with its billions of dollars, can start suing people, Katie, bar the door. I mean, this is so authoritarian, Roger.
Well, look, the good news here is that when you go down through this list of plaintiffs, the only defendant, with deep pockets who must defend is the Donald J. Trump for President Incorporated, the president's campaign, which is more than solvent. And they're going to have to be in court. My guess is they're suing people unsuable in the United States. And as they're suing the Russian state, I don't think they'll be sending lawyers. They're suing the general staff of the armed services of the Russian state. I don't think he's going to be showing up. It's a frivolous lawsuit. It's meant for the PR. Listen to what we are charged with, Alex, since you're most likely in the John Doe list.
It's a giant stunt. I mean, that's all. It's just a giant stunt to put all their fantasies in there and act like it's real again. Like the lawsuit saying that I'm saying that nobody died at Sandy Hook in the last few years, and that I'm bullying the families when I beg Megyn Kelly not to bring it up in her interview with me, and I have it on tape. Then she goes, how dare Alex Jones bring up Sandy Hook in our interview? There's nothing sacrosanct. She actually says it. He's so horrible that in my interview he brought it up. She just kept bringing it up. She is an absolute fraud. God, she makes me sick. Go ahead, sorry.
Alex, you're kicking a corpse. Look at her ratings and the trajectory of her career after her trip to Texas. Look, they tried every trick in the book. They interviewed you late at night. They turned up the heat in the rented house where it was shot to 100 degrees to make sure you'd perspire. They shot you from below to make you look satanic. And guess what? You still kicked her butt. So, I know how this one came out. This is extraordinary in that we are charged with computer fraud and abuse, RICO conspiracy, violation of the Wiretap Act, stored communications, misappropriation of trade secrets, Washington, D.C. Uniform Trade Secrets Act, trespass, I presume that's the alleged break into their servers, conspiracy to commit trespass. This is a hoax. Whoever filed this should be held up for sanctions. They have no case. It's a left-wing conspiracy theory by a bunch of zany left-wing conspiracy theorists. Some lawyer at Project Democracy is probably having a relationship with someone at the Democratic National Committee, so we reproduce the same phony, bogus, meritless, baseless lawsuit to get a great headline out of Roger Stone and Donald Trump Jr. and in our non-association with the Russians. It's lawfare. The same thing you see every day at InfoWars with the latest Sandy Hook lawsuit, with the claim that you were grooming an employee for gay sex. I know you, Alex. That's not you. So, I mean, it's all malicious. It's just meant to get that negative headline. They just want to fight. The point here is they don't seem to understand that rather than wearing us down, rather than encumbering us, this just inspires me. I love the taste of liberal blood. You want to rumble? Let's rumble. The lawyers who filed this, I need them disbarred. At a minimum, I need them sanctioned. This is an abuse of the process, Your Honor. This is absurd. They have no case. They string together facts that they find suspicious in their lefty worldview. You lost the election. There is Russian collusion, a ton of it. Unfortunately, it's with your girl Hillary. And unfortunately, they're the ones who paid $145 million to Bill and Hill. The Ruskies, passing the rubles to them, not us. Oh, Bill got $500,000 for a speaking fee. That's called a bribe. Can you say Uranium One? And who's in this tar baby? Well, if it isn't Mr. Mueller, Mr. Comey, Mr. McCabe, and Mr. Rosenstein himself, the U.S. attorney who perpetrates the fraud.
And that's my next point. Notice this is on the heels of the Republicans calling for a criminal investigation of Comey, Rosenstein, Hillary, McCabe. Absolutely. It's time. They got caught in a criminal conspiracy, meeting with Russians to pay them for fake info that turned out to be fake. And paying their wives to write it up. It was even a payoff there. And Hillary giving money to McCabe's wife, $500,000. These are such arrogant, sanctimonious criminal frauds. And just like they filed this latest lawfare piece of fiction, you know they're going to have it turned into a Netflix movie before you can, you know, click your heels once or your ruby slippers. We're going to be off to fantasy land, off the land of Oz here, and there's going to be a whole Netflix show based on this screenplay. This is a screenplay. I bet a Hollywood person wrote this. This is a, 100-page, however many pages, 60-something page screenplay that they put out of total fantasy island, land of the cuckoo's nest. Roger.
Well, if that's true, Alex, I just want to say right up front, I want James Woods to play me in the production of that screenplay.
Absolutely.
This is an abuse of the process, but it shows that it is what they are down to. Mueller is out searching for crimes that have, pardon me, nothing to do with Russia. They are every day they are more and more exposed. So they have now to launch this two-part campaign, and it has to be seen in context. This lawsuit is just part of a larger scheme of lawsuits against me, against Alex Jones, against InfoWars, against anybody who spreads the truth. And then they use the phony lawsuit and its headlines as the very rationale for removing you from the internet. In other words, it's not proven, it's the charge. This is the new journalism. No proof is necessary, no evidence. It just becomes Alex Jones said, Roger Stone said. It doesn't even need to be corroborated. The evidence, proof, these things are out the window. They point to the charge.
They defame you. They steal your identity. They put out hoaxes and frauds. Then they openly call for us to be removed because they can't face the truth. But there's a large segment of America that understands it and is rallying behind us. And our listeners, our affiliates are not being bullied. We are getting so many new affiliates. We are expanding. But these lawsuits cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to see them through and countersue them, if not millions. So we need massive funding. InfoWarsStore.com. Stand with America. Stand with the First Amendment. Stand against these brutal, lying snakes. We will win. You can smell it. You can taste the victory if we just stay the course.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation. At 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
The scientists at